formation of dust clumps with sub-Jupiter mass and cold shadowed region in gravitationally unstable disk around class 0, I protostar in L1527 IRS, by Satoshi Ohashi et al. We have investigated the protostellar disk around a class 0, I protostar, L1527 IRS, using multi-wavelength observations of the dust continuum emission at lambda equals 0.87, 2.1, 3.3, and 6.8 millimeters obtained by the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, and the Jansky Very Large Array, VLA. Our observations achieved a spatial resolution of 3 to 13 O and revealed an edge on disk structure with a size of approximately 80 to 100 O. The emission at 0.87 and 2.1 millimeters is found to be optically thick within a projected disk radius of RPROJ is less than or equal to 50 O. The emission at 3.3 and 6.8 millimeters shows that the power law index of the dust opacity beta is beta approximately 1.7 around RPROJ approximately 50 O, suggesting that grain growth has not yet begun. The dust temperature T-dust shows a steep decrease with T-dust RPROJ2 outside of the VLA clumps previously identified at RPROJ approximately 20 O. Furthermore, the disk is gravitationally unstable at RPROJ approximately 20 O, as indicated by a Toomray Q parameter value of Q is less than or equal to 1.0. These results suggest that the VLA clumps are formed via gravitational instability, which creates a shadow on the outside of the substructure, resulting in the sudden drop in temperature. The derived dust masses for the VLA clumps are is greater than or equal to 0.1 megajoules. Thus, we suggest that class 0, I disks can be massive enough to be gravitationally unstable, which might be the origin of gas giant planets in a 20 O radius. Furthermore, the protostellar disks can be cold due to shadowing. This was formation of dust clumps with sub-Jupiter mass and cold shadowed region in gravitationally unstable disk around class 0, I protostar in L1527 IRS, by Satoshi Ohashi et al.